This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And, you know, as a kid, I just like that feeling comes back to you of just like what it means to win this thing. And I still can't believe this. This is... I can't believe I'm here right now and a Stanley Cup champion with this group of guys.
This is Dustin. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Dustin?
No, not much. So the reason why I'm calling, obviously, is oddly enough, I agree 100% wholeheartedly with LB on this one. And it's not every day I actually agree with the LB. But I think a lot of Bruins fans don't really understand that, you know, although this is really a kick to us. I mean, it's really, we got to look at this from the outside looking in and see that really from the beginning of this entire series, the Bruins were going to be behind. They're a much faster team than the Blues. They literally were everywhere that they needed to be in every single position of those games. I mean, every pass, they were there. Every time we tried getting it down the ice, they were there. I mean, I really much rather would have liked to have seen the Sharks. But, I mean, we can't really put this on Tuukka. Tuukka Rask was a champ. I mean, we're never going to see a better Tuukka Rask, I don't think. I mean, we can't blame any of the game on him.
Yeah. Yeah. This is... Hold on. This is Diane. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
What's up, Diane?
Well... All I wanted to say was good morning to the whole team, and LB, I'm from your favorite town, Gardner, Mass.
Love it. Love it. I get lost there all the time, dear.
It's not that hard. Anyway, I just wanted to say the Bruins are my team through thick and thin, and Tuukka is my goalie. That's all I've got.
God. All right. I mean, that's fine. I get it. Rah, rah. We made it to the Stanley Cup Finals. We just came up 3 goals short.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate this season. Let's have a parade. Let's put a calendar out.
Yeah,
we
got to get a new goalie. I mean, two Stanley Cup Finals and a Stanley Cup Championship.
Sucks.
All right, well, anyway, it is 7:02. We got a lot to get to. We may not get to the sports right this moment because we got to get to some news. And this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 here in Boston. And the news this first hour is brought to you by...
Hint Water. Hint is pure, still, or sparkling water infused with a variety of fruit essences, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Hint, mouth-watering water. Brought to you also by the 99. Summertime equals lobster time, and the 99 Restaurants has 3 colossal lobster rolls to choose from. Get the hot buttered, the original, or the new BLT, all packed with 100% North Atlantic lobster. The 99, always the real deal. So authorities in the Dominican Republic say they have detained 6 suspects, 6, including the alleged gunman, in the shooting of David Ortiz. 4 other suspects are still at large, meaning that they've identified 10 people involved with this.
No disrespect, but it takes 10 of them, and they don't even get the job done. I mean, what is this, like the Apple Dumpling Gang or the...
Bring the Apple Dumpling Gang into this.
The gang that can't shoot straight or whatever. I mean, so there were that many people involved in this.
That many people involved. Maybe they didn't pay a high enough price tag for the hit. The report is that the hit was... the coordinator of the attack was offered 400,000 Dominican pesos, which is around about $7,800 US.
Jeez, you think David Ortiz, Big Poppy, is worth more than that?
Bigger price tag,
$7,800 But
I know.
All right. Well, I wonder if the administration of justice down there is better than it is here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Do you think those guys will be held accountable? Or
it depends what you mean by better.
Do you think they'll be out? Yeah. You think they'll be out on $500 bail? Or probably not. Probably. I mean, this is too public. Yeah. It would go away if it weren't public. But.
Right.
All right. And David Ortiz got up a couple times yesterday and walked around and things like that.
Yep. Nice. He's doing better. Yeah. He's recovering, making progress. So that's great.
I wonder what was worse, the surgery or the discussion with Mrs. Ortiz about what happened. I'm guessing he probably said, you know what? Wheel me back into surgery. I've heard enough about this.
Is that one of those things where you hold off for like 4 or 5 days and then you stand there and you're like, so are we going to talk about it now, or do you want to, you've had a few days to kind of, you just walk down the hall, so can we discuss this?
Can we discuss this?
So what's up with that?
That's deny, deny, deny.
I saw this thing in the news. 9 million people have reached out to me. Oh, God, poor Tiffany.
All right.
There is an irrational fear in the news this morning out of Missouri, Greg. A woman found a python in her kitchen pantry.
What?
Yes.
How did it get there?
Well, you know, they escape from enclosures when they're pets at people's homes, and they make their way through apartment buildings and up walls and through drains and whatnot. This happened in Baldwin, Missouri. She called police. They helped secure and wrangle the snake before animal control showed up to take it over. Not known how the snake got into her apartment, but they think it was another tenant's pet that snuck out of its enclosures. Can't do the old rock on the top of the grid thing on the terrarium. Doesn't quite work for a python. There's a man from Montana who's suing an Arizona-based company for his dad's frozen head to be returned to him.
Really?
Yes.
What did he? Is this like a Walt Disney kind of thing, or a Ted Williams kind of thing?
Correct.
Oh, so it was cryogenics or what have you?
Correct. Okay. The father reportedly paid this company, Alcor Life Extension Foundation, $120,000 to preserve his body, hoping to one day be brought back to life. Now, the company claims that they performed their duty and that the son just wants life insurance that the company received in exchange for doing the procedure. Okay, so it comes down to like an insurance policy thing. Both sides are claiming breach of contract in court in California, but the son, 57-year-old Kurt Pilgrim, is suing the company for $1 million.
Well, can't they have Brown ship the head to the guy and make everything go away? Or
maybe one of those Amazon drones? Right? Just drop the head off?
I think the head's over 5 pounds even at this point.
I never thought of the whole life insurance thing when it comes to cryogenics. Yeah. Right. Technically, are they dead?
No, right. They're dead.
They're just waiting to come back, so you got to wait.
They're on pause. Cuba Gooding Jr., the actor, says he'll turn himself into NYPD police to answer accusations that he allegedly groped a woman in a bar in New York Sunday night. He told TMZ last night that he's not guilty. He claims there's a tape that shows he did nothing wrong. There was a 30-year-old woman on Sunday night that said a highly intoxicated Gooding reportedly touched her breasts at the Magic Hour rooftop bar and lounge in Midtown.
Ooh, sounds like a good spot.
Right? Police have said they're investigating that claim, so now he'll go in for questioning in that case.
Was it after, was the magic hour for Cuba Gooding Jr. After 11 p.m.? Because I received advice that nothing good ever happens after 11 p.m. from my mother, and I would assume that was not the magic hour.
Correct.
For him.
No, it was not the magic hour.
So he's going to turn himself in today?
He is, yes.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, a taxi driver in Australia has been fired for faking a heart attack to get out of a short fare. In recent discussions, we've talked about, you know, how Uber drivers are often dismayed to find out, you know, they're getting only a short fare. And this taxi driver picked up a woman at the airport. She wasn't going very far, so he stopped the ride and got out because he wanted a bigger fare. So he started clutching his chest, a la Sanford and Son, saying he couldn't drive. But he had already told her that he was going to stop the ride because it was too short. And she videoed the whole thing. So we've got a little snippet from the video that she took in the vehicle.
No, no, no. You're a liar. You said you wanted to turn the meter off because you wanted a bigger fare. You said you wanted a larger fare than the airport to Annandale. Oh, Oscar Award. Oscar Award goes to you.
We have an audio reference to Danielle's obscure reference.
Okay.
I've never had pains like this before. Oh, this is the worst one I ever had, son. Oh, it's the worst one. This is a big one. I'm dying. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Pretty good show, Sanford and Son.
It was a great show. I loved it.
Thank God they haven't remade that. You think Hollywood would remake it.
Don't even give them the idea.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
All right, is that it, Danielle?
One more thing quickly. Justin Bieber claims he wasn't actually serious when he challenged Tom Cruise to a fight on Twitter. The paparazzi caught up with him, and he said, I don't know him. He's tight. The story I saw is an interview with him. He was on my mind. It was just a random tweet. He'd probably whoop my ass in a fight. No Bieber Cruise Octagon thing will be scheduled.
What's the age difference between those two?
31 years.
31 years.
Jeez. Oh,
honestly, Tom Cruise would probably kick his ass.
Yeah, that guy does all his own stunts. Hello. Well,
he's got he has Scientology on his side also.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Xenu.
You know, he's got the aliens on his side.
I'm an artist and I should be taken seriously.
Yes.
Except for that.
That's it, yeah. All right, so it appears that Bieber is not even a believer in himself when it comes to his abilities in the octagon. All right, let's see. This is Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning. I called yesterday to defend LB about the Big Poppy thing.
Yeah.
Danielle said that she only liked to laugh at people that break the law. She just seemed to laugh pretty hard about that taxi driver in Australia. I mean, he came all the way across the oceans, and you're laughing about something that he did. I mean, why can't we?
Are you talking about?
I got it. First of all, your phone sucks.
Yeah, I don't know why. You answered, yeah. I mean, it's a really good area.
But you're saying that Danielle laughing about a taxi driver faking a heart attack is inappropriate?
Well, no, she said it was inappropriate to be airing out Poppy's thing yesterday.
I can't with the phone. You got to call back. Is that the guy who insulted you yesterday?
Probably.
Yeah, he doesn't like Danielle.
Oh, that was Glenn, I think, yesterday.
I ran into some people last night, some men, who wanted to stand up and defend your honor against that mean caller yesterday.
Thank you, men.
They were enraged with what that individual said to you.
I appreciate you, men.
All right. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we will tell you about the vicious wild bunny attack that occurred in Stowe during Stowe 5-0.
Of course.
All right. So the vicious wild bunny attack that was, I believe, may have been called in. I don't think it was walked in to my hometown police department. But we'll get to Stowe 5-0 at 7:30. And then we're going to go inside the warped female brain at 7:50 to take your mind off what happened at the Boston Garden last night. And at 9:35, we are going behind the ear moth with an artist who has had several hits, and so has his father. One of the greatest moments in the history of rock and roll was when his father did something to the instrument that he played, which changed the course of recorded and live music.
Ooh.
And I believe it happened in Newport, Rhode Island.
Yes. Oh, really? Yes.
One of your favorite places, LB. So we will go behind the ear moth with that artist coming up at 8:30 on today's show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up on tomorrow's show, the most uncomfortably awkward game ever played on the radio. It's an annual tradition on this show. Father knows best. Oh. So, ladies, you and your dad can have a touching, sentimental moment before Father's Day gets here Sunday during tomorrow's show when we play Father Knows Best. And also on tomorrow's show, I will get various body parts waxed to pay off the bet that I made in defense of my beloved Boston Bruins, where when I said that I would get my body waxed if they didn't win the cup. Okay. If the Bruins do not win the Stanley Cup, I will have my entire body waxed on this show. Now, I think it's interesting that that city allows a parade to happen during the on the very dangerous day of Saturday.
Right.
We don't allow that here in Titletown.
More people have the opportunity to go. Blasphemy. Yeah.
Yeah. Do we have a reason why Mayor Walsh?
He doesn't like it because people will have fun. There'll be too much fun.
Some people will commit in the city.
Too many people, too much fun.
Can you imagine the residual check she's going to get from everybody playing that song?
Mm. I don't believe she's with us anymore, Lindy.
Oh, she's not.
She's in her estate.
That's okay. Oh. Here's a text that says, I think I want to vomit. What do you want me? I mean, if you want, I could not pay off the bet. Mm. I mean, I could welch on this baby and not have my body waxed tomorrow morning.
I'll suffer so you suffer.
So the question is this. If you want me to do it tomorrow morning, I need a couple of like one or two smoke estheticians that are available for tomorrow morning.
We're going to need a tandem effort.
10-gallon bucket of hot wax.
Yeah. Put one foot on your ass, grab the strip, rip it.
There is the very lovely woman, Mia, that I shared a photo of on my Twitter feed this morning. Greg Hill, WAAF, is how you can follow me on Twitter, and Mia's willing to come in, I guess, and do it on Monday. But you might not want me to wait till Monday. You might want me to pay off. I'm not like Lindy with that ridiculous bet he made where he never got the tattoo.
It took
3 years or something like that to get the tattoo. But I will pay this off as long as there is an esthetician or two who is willing to come in here. Now, I'm going to have to bring in a robe tomorrow.
God. Oh, God.
Tomorrow.
Why? Why is this happening?
You could use a sumo trunks.
No.
So I will bring some kind of a soft, luxurious robe in.
Is it like leopard print?
I just want to warn everybody that I will probably start the show tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I will probably come in here in a robe.
Oh, God.
And nothing else. Danielle, try to control yourself.
A spa robe?
Yes. And so, therefore, if there is an esthetician who can get in here and bring the wax, then I'm going to pay this thing off tomorrow. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
What's going on, Mike?
Hey, is there anybody else in that room that agrees with me that you seem a little too eager to pay this bet off? I have a feeling that you would have done this either way, sir.
Do you know how painful it is? It's
great. This is something that Jen's been begging you to do for years, and you finally have an excuse to do it.
Listen, I'm comfortable with the fact that I'm a hairy guy. These people that you see, the men that you see with the jorts on, and their entire chest is shaved, and their legs have no hair on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me. And that's why I, erroneously suggested, because I believed fully in the Bruins, because they were the better team on paper. That's why I suggested that I would get my full body wax, because I never thought in a million years that it would have to be paid off. Never thought it. And honestly, if they could have played that game on paper last night and not on ice,
you would have been fine.
Then the Bruins would have been, they would have been okay.
You'd be drinking out of the cup.
Hair carpet would be intact.
I am going to, I will, as long as we can get an esthetician who is willing to get in here tomorrow. Here's a text that says, 978 text, that says this whole entire thing was a ploy to get a free waxing. Because he's cheap.
No. I don't know. It is beach season.
No, he's
not that guy.
Here's a text that says, Donut Lassie should do the waxing.
No.
You know what? I agree.
No.
Body hair Lassie?
No.
Absolutely.
Is Donut Lassie even here today?
I hate to throw him under the bus, but it's the second time this week. Donut Lassie just shows up when he wants to.
Oh, he was late this morning?
Prima donna.
Yeah, gets his own show, and now he's like, I don't need that morning show. I got my own show now.
Right.
Rise and Grimes going to number one Saturday mornings, 6 to 10.
Do you know who I am?
Here's a text that says, any chance you can get the Stanley Cup to put the hot wax in? No, because it belongs to the people of St. Louis.
No, we can get a replica.
Can we get a previous?
No, because it was probably, I don't have any, the reports are not in yet, but I did hear that the Blues were staying over at the Liberty Hotel. That's what that's called, right? The old jail. The old Charles Street jail.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that they had it over there last night and are probably still drinking out of it right now.
Exactly.
That's my guess. This is Chad. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
What's up, Chad?
Hey, Greg, I think you're getting off a little easy with having a smoke wax you. We should get the can man in to wax you. Maybe that way you can suffer even more.
That's an ace of an idea, sir.
No.
That is great. All right, ready? Count with me. One, two, three. Rip. Ha ha.
Oh, I lost my grip.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hillman.
Let's get Tuukka Rask in here to do the waxing.
Oh, my God.
You're being Tuukka waxed. No. It's got to be a smoke. That's my only rule. Here's a 978 text asking if the hair that is removed from my back will be donated to make 5,000 wigs for those who are follicle challenged.
Let's call Natasha Verma.
Yes.
Right?
Make some hats.
Cap wigs.
Let's see.
That's actually kind of gross. I'm sorry, Natasha.
Visual. I apologize. Oh, my God. Jeez.
I mean, you know how painful it is? I mean, did you ever see 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Right.
Yeah.
That's how painful it is.
I love this because you guys sit here and complain about having to pay for dinner and take us out for dates, and you don't realize that this is all stuff that we've been expected to do for years.
Well,
keep up with the maintenance, the upkeep. Yeah. You got to get waxed one time and you're bitching about it.
Maybe I should just do laser. I'll be hairless for the rest of my life.
No, that won't look right.
Yeah, but that would take like 3 months.
Well, I think when you do the laser, do you have your area lasered or waxed?
Lasered.
So when you do,
I had it lasered, so it's done now. I don't have to.
You're complete. You're down to the wood down there, right? I believe you've told us.
We've got an optional decorative planter.
You have like a strip, landing strip.
A topiary?
Sure, we'll go with that. I didn't want to go, because I was afraid that if I went complete gone with everything, that like fashion trends would change someday, and then I'd be like, or maybe I'd be with someone who had a certain preference one way or another, and they'd be like, I really like X, and I'd be like, I can put a merkin on.
So you left a little teeny bit of something there.
Yeah.
But the rest of it is completely bare.
Best move I ever made.
And laser, you have to do it like more than one treatment, right?
Yeah.
It's not just one.
Depends on the area and the type of hair that you have. And if you have super light hair, like super light blonde hair, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So it can be anywhere from like 6 to 8 treatments depending on the area.
Well, for Greg, we're gonna need the Hadron Collider
Hadron, yeah.
That splits the atom to something very powerful.
Well, you know, everything's secular, right? That's the word I'm using.
Cyclical.
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 Yep.
And you know, you don't want to be the girl that goes to the wood legit, and then, you know, in 2010,
yeah.
You know, the 70s forest is back.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had the conversation about eyebrows earlier.
Yeah.
Everyone right. overplucked in the 90s because that was the trend. Now the trend is fuller eyebrows.
Here's someone who says the worst part is when it starts to grow back in. What is that, itching or worse? Mm-hmm. Is it like pain or something like
well,
that?
I feel like it's as itching. Bad as when you shave.
Yeah.
You have to wear a t-shirt during sex.
You have to loofah. If you loofah your stretch marks and whatever hair areas, it will prevent ingrowns. Maybe you should get into the dry brushing, Greg. That's a hot trend.
What's that?
You instead of like scrubbing yourself in the shower, you take a stiff bristled brush and you brush your dry skin. You got to do it toward your heart. Okay. But it helps circulation. It's supposed to help like lymphatic drainage, I think.
No.
Helps your skin upkeep.
No. I have 5 minutes to get in and out of the shower because I'm a guy.
He's not a dog.
I'm not going to do anything.
Brush, Greg.
I'm not doing that.
Come here, buddy. Let's give you a brush.
No. Mm-hmm.
So what's the new thing I have? Lymphatic what?
Lymphatic drainage.
Yeah. Drainage.
Yeah. Drain your lymph.
Let's see.
Drain your life.
This is Darren. Hello, Darren.
Yeah, ALB. Yeah, I just want to ask you how our big-time bully did in a big-time game. Want to call choking. Choke.
Don't get LB going.
I'm really over it.
He's carrying Tuca's jock for the next 5 years.
he sucks. He's only the best goalie in Bruins history, and he lost in a game 7 in the Stanley Cup. I'm over you guys. Go ahead. I get it. The 2019, you know, it started, I don't know, what, maybe after the second World Series that the Red Sox pulled off, and then, you know, the Patriots got on the bandwagon, the Celtics added one, and now everybody, if you're, you know, you're not a national or a league champion, you suck.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know what
the sports fan's attitude.
Well, it's always been that way.
No, it hasn't.
Wait, what are you talking about? Were you not here for the 86 years that they didn't win a World Series and the misery and the anger?
The Garden was sold out when the Celtics sucked in the early 90s every game.
Nobody is saying that the Garden isn't going to be sold out next year.
Well, no.
But people are saying, if you're not oblivious, that the Bruins were the better team and failed.
They failed to finish. They didn't fail to finish.
Yes, they did.
It was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup.
Yes, it was Game 7 of
your front runner. Come on, man.
No.
How many teams never make the playoffs?
Yeah, but that's
you're in Game 7. That may, you know,
that doesn't matter.
Some NBA Hall of Famers never made a championship finals.
Well,
some NHL Hall of Famers never made a Stanley Cup Game 7, let alone the finals.
I get it. You're an apologist.
I'm not an apologist.
Or whatever it is.
I just appreciate guys putting their ass on the line and giving it their all for 8 weeks in the playoffs, the most grueling, you know, the NBA and the NHL playoffs. I would put the NHL in front of the NBA. The most grueling athletic feats of all time. And you get to the Game 7 of the finals and people are running around with their, you know, stepping on their lips like a bunch of goofballs.
Well, I saw your former teammate Jay Miller last night at Tresca in the North End after the game, and he was disgusted.
Yeah.
He was not running around going, hooray for second place like you were. He was disgusted. Absolutely disgusted. Hello, Ronnie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's
up? Long time listening.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Hey, I got a question for LB.
Yeah.
Remember when Danielle tried to talk him out of it, the waxing?
Yeah.
Maybe he should have went with that idea.
Oh, maybe I should have. It's too late now.
Done.
I made the mistake of believing that the better team was going to be able to win a series in 7 games.
Mm-hmm.
Silly me. I thought they might win a couple games here at the Boston Garden, their home ice, including Game 7. That's what I thought.
Except you forgot to pay attention to the
how good the Blues were.
St. Louis Blues, yeah. And the fact that they were the best road team in the history of the NHL playoffs.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, how's it going? It sounds like them Bruins could screw up a wet dream.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, man, today.
Yes, you're right.
Hey, the Blues aren't singing the blues today. They're singing, hey, man, we got the cup now.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Cup's already back in St. Louis. Gonzo. It was in the building, and then it was out of the building. in a moment, it was gone. All right. Well, it is 7:38, and we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about a half an hour. So you still have time to leave a last-minute Hillmail voicemail message, 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. Lindy.
Yes.
Texter would like to know if Marshy was giving it his all when he went to the bench with 10 seconds left in the period. Was he giving it his all?
Are you? I will not even give you an answer to that.
You're not even going to answer that
disrespectful question.
A disrespectful question.
Okay. All right.
Let us get to this.
Bad boys, what you want?
Following the man and woman of law enforcement.
A caller from Johnston Way reported illegal use of her internet
on the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown.
A caller reported that two deer ran into the window at the Stowe Fitness and they were acting confused.
This is Stowe 5-0.
All right, time now. For Stowe 5-0.
Is the balloon crashing here?
Oh, you better bet your butt it is.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. That was the story of the week over there. The backyard balloon crash, hot air balloon crash. Mm-hmm. Story of the week. All right, quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that were either walked in or called in to my lifelong hometown police department in Stowe, Massachusetts, courtesy of the Stowe Independent newspaper. On Tuesday, June 4th, at 2:56 p.m., a caller from Peabody Drive reported that a FedEx driver had hit his house.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
That's aggressive.
Oh.
didn't have, the beep thing with the rear view, the backup beep alert?
Yeah,
or I don't know. What
probably went in, front first.
Yeah, right.
Oh, and clipped a mirror off the side of the house.
Uh-huh. Well, whatever. He got his package.
At 7:41 p.m., a caller from Maple Street reported that a wild bunny attacked her cat.
Oh, for crying
out
loud.
The bunny was now injured.
Oh.
Well, so how did that work? The bunny attacked the cat?
It's the cat's house. Can't protect this house. That's what the cat was doing.
Was or was not former President Jimmy Carter attacked by a rabbit?
It was a rabid rabbit.
Yes.
I believe.
And the Secret Service had to jump in.
Wow. Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
I was going on a rafting trip and a wild bunny. Well, great. Now, thanks. Nice jinx on Jimmy Carter. The guy just survived the hip surgery at 94 years old.
I'm sorry, President.
We bring him
Carter
up on this show. On Wednesday, June 5th at 12:24 p.m., a caller from Carriage Lane reported that he heard a gunshot behind his home.
Oh, my.
The police responded. The sound was made from a CO2 bike tire, which exploded.
Oh. I was going to
a bad mountain bike incident over there.
Does he live by the shooting range? Because always comes up.
Yeah.
At 6:08 p.m., a caller from Gleasondale Road reported that his neighbor was constantly leaving his home on his motorcycle at a high rate of speed.
Oh.
Well, you gotta get
on.
Okay. You know, when you're on the two wheels, you gotta get on it.
Right.
It was very loud. At 7:12 p.m., a caller at Butternut Farm reported that he had found a parakeet.
Oh.
Wow.
Lost parakeet. Somebody lost their parakeet.
Well, that's nice, though.
Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. The police responded to retrieve the bird.
Yeah.
And hopefully it made it back to its rightful owner. On Friday, June 7th at 9:18 p.m., A walk-in reported that she may have had an allergic reaction to a beer she drank.
Oh, oh dear!
I've used that one many times. You know, if you're hungover in the morning,
right.
And somebody is complaining about it. You say, I'm not hungover.
No, somebody, I think somebody put something in my drink.
Somebody roofied me or something. I don't know what happened.
I only had 12 of these.
At 9:16 a.m. on Saturday, June 8th, a caller at the softball field on Bradley Lane reported that a snapping turtle was laying its eggs on the field.
Oh.
And the caller wanted the area marked off.
Oh.
I hope that doesn't interfere with over 40 softball that is scheduled for this week.
You think those beer league guys are going to care if there's eggs in the field?
Oh, they probably cook them. They probably have a grill. They probably have a grill in the back of the truck,
right,
and
exactly.
They'll probably cook them up.
Those suckers up right now.
On Sunday, June 9th at 6:53 a.m., a caller on Great Road reported that a hot air balloon fell down behind a home.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
And we all saw that on the news, on the television news. At 2:16 p.m., a caller from Orchard Drive reported that her neighbor was yelling and screaming at her. She did not know why. And at...
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and dementia.
And at 2:18 p.m., a jet ski was stopped on Lake Boone for a speeding violation.
Oh, Lake Boone.
Oh, boy.
Those speeding jet skis.
No, not good.
All right. That is a quick look at the dangerous streets of my hometown, Stowe, Massachusetts, and Stowe 5-0. This is Mia. Oh, wait a second. I think this may be the Mia... the smoke esthetician who is willing to wax my entire body so I can pay off my bet, but Mia can only do it on Monday. Mia, is that you?
I'm here.
All right. So a listener, probably one of your friends or something, was up early this morning and tweeting about how I had to pay off the bet I made on the Boston Bruins, and I'm willing to do it. And then they suggested you, but I'm trying
to... You got to love Dennis.
Yes, you do.
Unlike LB, I pay my bets off right away. So I don't want to. I don't know. You're not available tomorrow. Is that correct?
That's correct. I normally don't work Thursday or Friday, and I am on my way to the black tie spa to cover for somebody else for the next 2 days.
Same here. I normally do not work Fridays during the summer. Also,
yes.
But I'm working tomorrow. All right, Mia, hang on. And now, Mia, let me just ask you a question. Because on Twitter, there is a guy whose name is Tony Gerd. And he was tweeting me a moment or two ago that he got waxed. And he said he nearly bled out.
Oh,
my God.
How painful is it going to be? When I
it's
do this,
it's not that painful.
By
the time you rip one strip and you're on to the next one, you're over it. It's good.
You sure about that?
Yeah,
listen,
you're going to
if
shock.
Women can do this, you can do it.
Yeah, if women can do it, I can do it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I did open my mouth after a Bruins loss during the Stanley Cup final and stick my foot in it. If the Bruins do not win the Stanley Cup, I will have my entire body waxed on this show. So I can't get out of it. I can't get out of it.
Done.
This is Heather. Hello, Heather. Heather? All right. Heather was also... Now, on the Instagram, I have received a DM.
Mm-hmm.
From another smoke esthetician, Mariana, who apparently owns Waxing the City Boston, which is a male and female head-to-toe waxing studio.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I got to get that number.
She says that she can come. She can come in tomorrow, but it has to be super early. Because her daughter's end of the year stuff is happening at school.
You're going to miss it. I don't think you understand what this situation really entails.
And she says the only thing is she has to drop off a wax pot today.
Right.
So we can plug it in first thing in the morning to melt the wax.
That's right. Oh, that's right. It's going to be hot.
No.
Yes.
I want mediocre. I want lukewarm wax.
No, you don't. It's worse that way.
Yeah. It's great. The hot wax on the hands thing. Yeah. Great skin.
Paraffin?
You get the calluses.
You need it hot, trust me. If it's not it's not the right temperature, you're going to suffer.
Oh.
Because then the muslin won't stick, Greg.
No. Here's a text that says, Greg, stop complaining. This loss is your fault because you did not execute the vodka chug last night. That, my friends, is on the management of the Boston Bruins.
No, that's on you for being a cheap ass that didn't want to spend money on tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
So somebody has been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
Somebody whose grandfather, Ed Hill, was a season ticket holder in the Bobby Orr days.
Yeah.
Who used to go with his grandpa to the Old Garden.
Yeah.
Somebody who then went on to be on the radio and support the Bruins.
Yeah.
Can't get a ticket from the management of the Bruins.
Ah, blow it out your A.
Sorry, but I'll tell you what. Good luck getting me over to the carnival or whatever it is next go around. I mean,
Johnny Sweeney has a new person to argue with now.
Do they still do the wives' carnival?
I don't think they do that anymore.
I think it's called something else, but they still do an event.
Yeah.
I think in 2019, it's insensitive to refer to something as the wives' carnival.
Well, I mean, it used to be fun because you do the carnival and then you head over to Fours and all the single. Bees chicks getting sauce.
Glory days. They invited Sir Charles Barkley last night, but they can't invite me.
Oh, that's terrible.
They gave him a ticket. They can't give me a ticket.
Nope.
Thank God I didn't spend the money. I debated all day yesterday. I was like, should I blow, whatever it was, a couple grand? And then thank God I didn't. I mean, if they won. Then, the people who bought those tickets that Higgs was talking about on the show yesterday, for 30 grand, if they had won, they were, unless they were purchased by St. Louis Blues fans, I don't know. But
do you think you'd get vertigo if you sat up in the 300s? I know you've never been up there before,
Danielle. I hate to break it to you, but as long as I am in the building, I can make my way up where I need to be.
I'm just asking if you've ever sat in the 300s. Don't skirt the question.
Yeah, I have. Yes, I have.
Involuntarily? Did you get lost?
No.
Did you take the wrong escalator?
No.
Is the jump wheel better?
The foot is, the leg is better after the near-death boating mishap. 7:58. We are commiserating this morning with you over the Bruins' loss, although our sports director says that we should be celebrating this Boston Bruins
team. That's not
what
I said.
What did you say?
I said that I don't think we need to take a dump on Tuca. I don't think we need to take a dump on the Bruins and call it a choke fest and how all these wannabe. I started watching the playoffs when the Bruins made the finals, and then now I'm calling them a bunch of chumps. It's you make yourself sound ridiculous.
So LB believes that we should celebrate Bruins team.
So
for
you're
losing
not,
you're, in a game
you're,
seven.
You're not incredibly proud.
No.
Of the Bruins.
No.
To make it to the Stanley Cup Finals game seven.
Wasn't there a
so that just makes you a pink hat sports fan.
Wasn't there a famous NASCAR driver who said, "If you ain't first, you're last."
Yeah,
if I remember.
Yep, Ricky Bobby.
From a film.
Yes. Was that Cole Bobby?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
his dad.
I was probably high.
He told his class that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.